So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today my topic is random acts of kindness. Random acts of kindness. I'm just going to ask you today to go out and do something kind to someone. Just have a kind thought. Have a kind gesture. One thing I like to do sometimes at the Dollar Tree is pay, you know, a couple dollars of the person behind me standing in line. They're always so surprised. Maybe you're going across the bridge and you can take care of a bridge toll. Or maybe you're at a restaurant and you can give a meal to someone who looks like they could use some help. It's always so interesting when you do a random act of kindness because, you know, people just aren't expecting it. And what I love about this is that generative sensation of being outside the box and being willing to be a contribution to someone just for no reason, just for the happy of it, just for the joy of it. Because, you know, I also get bogged down by all the things I do for my children, which sometimes seem like have to do things. And the things I do with my clients, and sometimes that's like a have to do thing in the you know, not that I don't love what I do, but there are days when things feel like have to do things. And so I'm wondering if you could shift all that out today and just ask yourself, what could I do for someone that they wouldn't expect it? What kind thing could I say about them? Could I testimonial someone just for the joy of it? Could I read a poem to someone who would love to have a poem read to them today? The concepts of random acts of kindness is so wonderful. And one of my children, actually, she's on the Random Acts of Kindness School Club at her high school. And they make little notes that are kind, and they put them, they hand them out, and they kind of secretly put them places so that people can receive random kind messages. You know, I'm not clear that there's enough kindness in the world. I look at sometimes how people look at each other when they're standing in line, or they look at each other when they're on the freeway. You know, they cut each other off. And I'm wondering what you could do today that was like more kind than you'd ever thought possible. And, you know, while we're on this topic of random acts of kindness for others, what could you do that's kind to you today? You know, is there something you could do for yourself today that would be infinitely kind and possibly unexpected? You know, what is there that you could do or bring or be or show up as or share or teach? What's something you could do today that would be just abundantly kind for no reason, without the expectation that, hey, I'm doing something nice for you today. Now I need 7 nice things back tomorrow. And this kind of leads me to the topic of creation, just to create. So if you have a creation that you've been kind of toying with and you haven't given it your all, I'm wondering if today's the day. Is this the time? Could you stop and let your creation chat with you a little bit more and get a little deeper into what that might look like? And maybe it's a book, or maybe it's a podcast, or possibly it's a painting or a poem. Or maybe you want to buy an old car and change it and revamp it and make it look different and beautify it. Maybe you want to beautify your living room. You know, what creation is within you today that you could listen to that's an act of kindness to your surroundings or an act of kindness to your body? You know, what would that look like today? And so my challenge to you is to just step up into kindness today and do something random and fun and different. Yay! Talk to you soon. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening to the show.